Focusing in on the second category of employees, those qualified beneficiaries who triggered a continuation prior to April 1, 2021 and are still in their maximum coverage period, we have two categories, those enrolled and those not currently enrolled. For those already enrolled in federal COBRA or state continuation and who have been paying their monthly COBRA premiums, those individuals will be able to simply continue the COBRA continuation coverage, but they won't have to make the premium payments during the April through September timeframe, or at least through the end of their maximum coverage period if that ends sooner. For this purpose, the maximum coverage period may vary depending upon whether federal COBRA or state continuation applies. For federal COBRA, the maximum coverage period following a reduction in hours or involuntary termination of employment is generally 18 months. But that can be expanded for a disability determination to 29 months, or for spouses and dependents who experience multiple qualifying events, for example, a divorce following the employee's involuntary termination of employment, then the maximum coverage period can be expanded to 36 months. And then under state continuation, the maximum coverage periods vary greatly from state to state, in some cases lasting only 3 months, and on the other end of the spectrum could last up to 36 months or even extend the coverage period once federal COBRA is exhausted. The expanded maximum coverage periods are considered for purposes of the COBRA subsidy only for those individuals who are current COBRA participants as of April 1st when the COBRA subsidy went into effect. So long as current COBRA participants are still in their maximum coverage period, even if that's an expanded maximum coverage period, and they respond to the notice of subsidy eligibility within 60 days, indicating they meet the eligibility requirements, they can take advantage of the COBRA subsidy. If they make premium payments prior to being notified and electing the COBRA subsidy, for example, maybe for April and May prior to learning of their COBRA subsidy eligibility, that money would need to be returned to them, and then the rest of their premiums would be paid on their behalf up through the end of September or the end of their maximum coverage period if that happens first. So that's for individuals already enrolled as current COBRA participants. For individuals not currently enrolled, who perhaps waived due to the cost of COBRA or availability of other coverage, as well as those who enrolled but then let the COBRA coverage lapse, they have to be given a second chance to enroll and take advantage of this subsidy. This second chance election for individuals not currently enrolled in COBRA but still in their maximum coverage period is available only for group health plans subject to federal COBRA. The second chance election is available only for group health plans subject to federal COBRA. Plans subject only to state continuation are required to offer the COBRA subsidy to currently enrolled COBRA participants as well as new qualified beneficiaries, but they're not required to offer a second chance enrollment to individuals who previously waived or elected and then dropped state continuation coverage. So to determine who must be given the second chance election, it is necessary to look back 18 months to those who triggered a continuation right following a reduction in hours or involuntary termination of employment October 2019 or later. If a second chance election is made within 60 days of being notified of the COBRA subsidy, coverage would start April 1st. It's not retroactive back to the original loss of coverage. Eligible individuals get to enroll or re-enroll in COBRA effective April 1st and take advantage of the COBRA during the April through September timeframe, or the remainder of the 18-month coverage period from the original loss of coverage triggered by the reduction in hours or involuntary termination of employment.